Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Boyer moves to second. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clemente. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Clemente steals second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Clemente scores. Mazeroski moves to third. It's Cardinals, 1, Pirates, 1. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into right field. Altman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Altman. Stargell moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stargell moves to third. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenon. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Clendenon steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stargell. Javier reaches second base with a double. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Flood moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. Gibson scores. Flood moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lynch moves to second. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Logan pinch hits for Don Schwall. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Veal now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pagliarani for a passed ball. Grote moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Carmel pinch runs for Charlie James. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing left field. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jim Pagliarani. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Ron Brand pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Ted Savage pinch hits for Bob Veal. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-4 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.